FM.
And again, good evening, everybody, from McAdoo Henderson Fieldhouse, where the Fall City Tigers are hosting the HTRS Titans tonight. And our girls' game just completed. The final score was 59-28. Fall City got the win tonight. Also tonight, South Holt took on St. Joe Christian. And the girls' game was St. Joe Christian over South Holt. 60-46 was the final score. Don't see any other scores at the moment. But Sagart also playing tonight. Nebraska women are down to Ohio State at halftime, 36-31. That game could be nearing a conclusion now by the time I see that score was passed along to me. And that's kind of where we are at with the scores I have. Sagart girls are playing tonight at home, their final home game of the season. I believe they're taking on Weeping Water. I didn't bring a schedule with me. The Irish girls are in action. So we'll see how that one goes. Somebody will send me a score from that way. As the evening goes here, we'll get that score for you. Here, Fall City boys come in here, 4 wins, 15 losses. Oh, a tough, tough loss the other night as they lost in double overtime to Del Rodel. And in the Titans side, they're trying to even their season record at 11-11. They're 10-11. Looking for a win tonight. They beat the Tigers earlier this season, and the Tigers trying to avenge that loss tonight. 5.5 to play. The teams go off the floor in to get final instructions from their coaches. While they're doing that, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back here coming up with the second half of our doubleheader. Fall City and HTRS boys coming up on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farm superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Long week. Welcome back here to McAdoo Henderson Fieldhouse. The Tigers and the Titans back out on the floor. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys' game. For the visitors, for Coach Mike Sharp tonight, he goes with 6-foot senior Nick Knudsen, a current 1,000-point-plus scorer for the Titans. 6-foot-3 junior Jack Hunzecker. 6-foot-3 senior Gage Sharp. 6-1 senior Hunter Fry, and 6-1 senior Andrew Stoller. Your lineup, the starting five tonight for the HTRS Titans. For the Tigers, the ball game tonight, Coach Don Hogue will go with Tigers will go with 5'11" junior Bryson Buttrick tonight. A 5'11" senior, Race Farmer. 6'1" senior, Carson Bredemeyer. 6'3" junior, Jackson Strauss. And 6'3" junior, John Craig. Again, your lineup tonight for the Tiger Boys: Bryson Buttrick, Race Farmer, Carson Bredemeyer, Jackson Strauss, and John Craig, your starting five in this boys' game. Two teams are out getting their final warm-ups done here in this one tonight. Remember, Titan fans will have tomorrow night over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night. Titans will travel up the road a little ways to Johnson to take on the Johnson Brock Eagles tomorrow night. Randy Gatula will have all the action for you tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. And next week, it's sub-district play for the girls, and the boys will start a week later. So postseason right around the corner and coming up. We'll take another two-minute break. Be back with a tip-off on KTMC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strite and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Strite specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here as the Tiger starters are being introduced. Titans have already been introduced tonight. As soon as the Tigers get done, we'll be ready to roll here with the boys' game tonight. Final starter introduced for the Tigers, John Craig, 6'3" junior.
Let's play basketball.
And we're ready to roll. Titans in the road dark uniforms tonight. Ball City, the home whites, as we get ready to go in this one. Stepping into the center circle, it will be Gage Sharp, the 6'3 senior for the Titans, against Tiger 6'3 junior Jackson Strauss. And Strauss jumped a little bit across the center line, got the ball, and tips it back to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick with it over to Bredemeyer on the right side. The Titans come out in a man-to-man defense. Off the left side now, Buttrick isolated on the left side, gets it to Strauss. He had 26 Tuesday night over at Odell. Into John Craig. 6'3", junior, back and in. Kicks the ball to the corner, and a three-pointer by Farmer on the money from the left baseline. And the Tigers take a quick lead here early in the ballgame. Now we're back to live action the other way. Titan basketball. Jack Hunziker. Inside pass. Knocked away. Stolen by Craig. up the floor to Strauss on the sideline. Bredemeyer now moving around with it, and he'll go inside to Craig in the right block. Turns around that little underhand roller up and under, up and good, and it's 5-0 Fall City a minute into the ball game. With it, Sharp looks left side for Stalder to Knutson, down the paint, dishes off right side, little push shot up by Fry, won't go, and the rebound to the Tigers. Butcher comes up with a long rebound. We head the other way, and now inside to Craig again. Stalder went around him. Craig catches it, shoots, and scores. John Craig, 4 points early on. He's 6'3". In football, I think he was listed at 290. He is a big young man and moves well for that size. They're in Stalder. Shoots, no. Strauss with the rebound. Outlet to Buttrick. 7-0 Fall City ahead to Farmer. Back to Buttrick. Down the lane he goes. And traveling call before he got the ball on the ground. So we'll come back the other way now. Titan ball over on the far side. They'll bring it up. Nick Knutson to the front court. Goes to the right, behind the back. Free throw line jumper is up and good. Knutson, a good score. 7-2, the lead to the Tigers. 2 minutes gone by. Now with it, Farmer, left side, into the paint, dish it to Craig, back out to Bredemeyer. Now back into Craig, and he had to go up and get it. Makes the catch, shoots it. Three defenders, got his own rebound, and is blocked, and Knutson comes down with it for the Titans. Knutson on the right side wing, looking back out to the top to Hunziker. Hunziker moving from the left to the right, and now Hunziker for three. It's up and down. Jack Hunziker makes it a 7-5 ball game. Titans right back in it now with the two-pointer and the three-pointer. And here come the Tigers. Left side, Farmer at the elbow. Out to Bredemeyer. Three ball off the mark on the side. No good. Rebound falls down to Hunter Fry. To Sharp up the floor. He comes with it to Hunziker. Hunziker to Stalder, looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Sharp open, a long three, up and good. Gage Sharp nails the triple, and the Titans take the lead, 8-7. 4:49 to play in the first quarter. So a 7-0 run by the Tigers, now an 8-0 run by the Titans here to start the ball game. Patrick underneath the Strauss, got a man in the air, and could not connect. He gave the head and shoulder fake. And he got Sharp in the air and draws the foul on Gage Sharp. First foul of the ball game. Strauss at the line. Strauss ready. Free throw up and good. Second one coming here. Strauss ready. We're tied at 8, and the Tigers reclaim the lead now at 9-8. John Craig is out. Into the game comes Kyle Eichhoff for the Tigers now. To the front court. Gage Sharp with it. Holds it. Off the left side now to Hunziker. Hunziker makes a move on the right side. Now into the paint. Left side. And now it'll be Sharp for three. In and out. Off the backboard it goes. Rebound on the deck. Knutson fights it. Gets it away from the Tigers. Three-pointer by Hunziker. No, Eichhoff with the rebound. Outlet to Strauss, right side. Strauss goes in, cut off on the baseline. Eichhoff with it, back to Strauss. Jab step, won't work. Dribbles, goes into the paint. Tried to pass underneath to Eichhoff, taken away by the Titans. HTRS to the front court. Knutson looking for the lead. Down the lane, off the glass, no. Rebound, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Buttrick. Quickly up the floor the other way. Farmer all the way in on the left side. Can't get it to go. And the rebound to Andy Stalder for the Titans. Knutson bringing the ball up the floor. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Sharp off to Hunziker. Right side moves to the left with the dribble on the wing. Backs up. Oh, got around his man. Throws it across. Now Stalder, 12-footer on the rim. Won't go. Knutson the rebound. And he bounces out. Past the three-point line, back to Hunziker, now to Sharp. Gage Sharp down the lane with a big jump step to out to Knutson, three ball, my halfway down, and it climbed out of there. Scramble for the rebound. Stoller gets it. Takes it away from the Tigers, from Bredemeyer. And now Gage Sharp with it out top. Left side, down the lane. Pulls up off the glass and got her to go. Sharp with five in the lead of the Titans now. 10-9, our third lead change here in the first quarter. Off the floor, Farmer with it. Out to Bredemeyer at the top. Looks to the side. Strauss at the elbow. Inside for Buttrick, and it went right to Stalder. Now here comes John Craig off the Tiger bench. He was kind of their offense early on in this with four quick points. Knutson backing in, hands the ball to Gage Sharp. Stoff passes through the middle to Fry. Back out top to Hunziker. Hunziker between the circles went in. Kicked away by Eichhoff. Picked up by Strauss, ahead to Buttrick. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Farmer down. Pass attempt to the baseline. Tipped out of bounds by the Titans over there on the far side. I believe that was Hunter Fry. They got a piece of it. Oh, Strauss will get a breather. Craig back in for Ball City. Posted up on Stalder. One dribble in. Pass to the far side. Farmer for three. No. Rebound to Sharp. Gage gets it out of there to Knutson. Up the floor comes the senior. For a long three on the rim, won't go. Rebound comes down. Bredemeyer picks it up. He'll get it to Buttrick. Buttrick ahead. Farmer, left side, elbow back out to Craig and around the perimeter. Bredemeyer with it right in front of the Tiger student section on the far side. Now Farmer to Buttrick. Dribbles out top. Craig beyond between the circles. Bredemeyer with it on the right side. Hands the ball away and out to Farmer again. Farmer into Craig, back and in. Here comes the defense. He kicks the ball to Bredemeyer in the left corner. Three ball up and three ball down for the senior. Bredemeyer puts the Tigers up 12-10. And that's lead change number four here in the first quarter. Gage Sharp driving to the hole, cut off on the right block. Stalder back to Sharp. 12-footer on the rim, no. Rebound kept alive. Bredemeyer ends up with it now to Buttrick. Buttrick back to Bredemeyer, left side, work the ball around, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Out again to Bredemeyer. Buttrick has it. Craig, left side, race Farmer. Now Bredemeyer, defender, ran by him. He's driving. Could have been an offensive foul. He dipped the shoulder, but they're going to call it on the Titans. Foul on Hunter Fry, his first team foul, number two. 35 seconds to go. They call it a shooting foul. Bredemeyer at the line with 3 points, made it four as the free throw is good. Strauss in for Eichhoff with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Second one for the Tiger senior is up and good. Bredemeyer's got five, and it's 14-10, Fall City. To the front, Gage Sharp off balance, whips the ball back out to the top to Jack Hunziker. Back to Knutson, 23 on the clock, Hunziker right wing. Back to Knutson. Nick moving over to the left. Gives the ball up, now Sharp back, they weave out top with 10-9. Hunziker's going to fire for three. Up, no good. Rebound, Strauss. Three on the clock. Buttrick at half court. Fires. Short, no good. Pretty well defended by the Titans. After one, Fall City 14, the Titans 10. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-10 Fall City. We had four lead changes in the first quarter. We had a 7-0 lead for the Tigers to start the game. The Titans came back, scored the next eight, took the lead, and that way we seesawed back and forth since then to our current 14-10 lead for the Tigers. Gage Shart will bring it up for the Titans from the midcourt. Drives the baseline, wheels back out of there. Now to Stalder, to Knudsen. Handed off to Hunziker. Hunziker, again, with the ball. Shart down the left side, wheels it back out top to Knudsen. Nick crosses over left side, pulls up, 8 foot up, no. Rebound to Race Farmer. Farmer to Buttrick, pushing it up the floor. Bredemeyer open for three on too strong. Rebound weak side to Shart. Shart will bring it down for the Titans and now come to the far sideline. Move up the floor with a dribble out to Hunziker. Both teams' players shuffling their feet a lot here in this game. No traveling violations called yet for the most part, but every once in a while it looks like they're all walking. Knudsen fakes the handoff, pulls up, 16-footer, no good, rebound to Hunter Fry, offensive end, and the Titans will reset with the weave out top. Shart, and the ball loose, on the deck, picked up, Shart saved it, Knudsen, now it is Stalder, and now Shart for three on the rim, no, rebound to John Craig. Craig gets the ball away to Buttrick, up to Strauss. Back to Buttrick, looking. About fell over, trying to stop the ball. Now to Strauss. And a weak pass, and they get it over to Farmer. That one barely got through before being stolen. And now Buttrick out on the right side at the top to Strauss. He's going to load up a three ball and nail it. Jackson Strauss with his first field goal of the ball game now has 5 points in the lead for the Tigers, matching their biggest lead of the game at 7. Shart in off the glass, in and out, won't go, tipped it, no. Craig, the rebound, rips the ball away from Shart, who ends up flying up the floor. And now Buttrick with it, and there's one of those travelings I've been wondering about. Buttrick calls for the travel as he made the catch. And it goes to the Titans. Fall City up by 7. 2 the front court. Knudsen. And we got an offensive foul. At the free throw line, a screen, a moving screen, I guess probably the call, on Andrew Stalmer. His first team foul, number 3. So the Tigers give it away. The Titans give it right back. Back to the front court we go. Now Strauss, top of the key, left side to Farmer. Craig steps out between the circles to get it. And the Tigers had it knocked away. Now picked up by Buttrick to Bredemeyer. Strauss off the left side. Fry tried to jump the pass, couldn't get it. Now back to Buttrick, and it's knocked loose. Races on, and it's going to be Titan basketball. Knutson was chasing it along with Buttrick, and Buttrick lost the ball. He touched it last off his leg, out of bounds. Back the other way we come now. Titan ball with it. Stalder, free throw line. He's a pretty good shooter. He just passed out. I didn't even look. Knutson from 16 up and good on the left side. Nick has his second bucket. It's a 5-point Tiger lead, 17-12. Out on the right side now, Race Farmer with it. Drives the baseline. 4 defenders there. Out to Buttrick for 3. In and out, no. Rebound, Shart. Shart will give it to Knudsen, and he'll work the ball up the right sideline in front of us here on the north side of the floor. He's going to pull up from 16, or he just made one. Came up, or in and out of the perimeter, into the rim that time. And now Craig with the rebound ahead. Bredemeyer. Passes off, gets it back, 3 ball, swish to the left wing. Bredemeyer with 8 points now. That's his second long one of the night. Wrap around pass to Fry, and he can't connect on the bunny underneath. And a hell ball, John Craig and Fry tied up on it. HRS fans thinking their man got thrown to the floor. Well, he did, but they both had their hands on the basketball. That's what I thought I saw, and that's what the officials saw. Coach Mike Sharp, not happy, talks to referee Greg Harden as he walks by. Here's Farmer with it. Now, Bredemeyer with it, guarded by Knudsen, steps back to Craig. John Craig back and in, and good job there. Knudsen draws the offensive foul on John Craig. Two things. Was it an offensive foul? Oh, absolutely. He backed in, no doubt about it. Second part of that, an excellent acting job by Nick Knudsen. He hit the deck hard, much harder than he got hit, but it was definitely a foul. Timeout, the Tigers up by 8, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Midway through the second quarter, the Tigers leading the 20-12 with 3:50 to go in this first half. Titans going left to right as we look at it here in the first half. Gage Sharp with it off the right side to Hunziker. Jack moving around to the left side, hands to Knudsen, guarded by Race Farmer. Knudsen looked right, went left through four defenders and a reach-in foul just into the ball game for the Tigers. That's Race Farmer got called for the foul. And in during the timeout for Fall City came Elijah Hernandez. Hernandez in the ball game. Sharp through traffic underneath the bucket, kicks it out to Hunziker. Three ball, no. Rebound, touch last by Stalder. Knocked it away from Strauss. Tiger ball. To the front for Fall City. That'll be Farmer. Hernandez. And now Kyle Eichhoff also in the game. Hernandez with it, looks for a cutter through the lane. Nobody there. Eichhoff at the top. Bredemeyer. Right side to Strauss. Strauss looking. Craig out of the game at the moment, along with Buttrick. Eichhoff makes a move on Hunziker. Pass the ball down to the baseline. Farmer. Double team, and Coach John Hoke says, give me a timeout, I want the ball. Timeout Fall City with 2:47 to go in the quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:47 to go here in the first half of the ball game. Tigers have the basketball on the baseline. Farmer lobs it out. Catch made by Bredemeyer. He'll go out between the circles. Set the offense. Hernandez look for a cutter. Nobody there. Goes back down to Eichhoff. Back out top and a long three by Bredemeyer on the front edge. No good. Rebound. Eichhoff out to the corner. Farmer. Bredemeyer again moves over a couple of steps off the right side. And a foul on Eichhoff on the rebound. Jumped out from underneath and bumped into a Titan. And now our score remains 20-12, and it's Titan ball with 2:22 to go. In the half. Sharp with it. Out top. Looking. Gives it up to Hunziker. Knudsen always in motion, moving with the ball. About fell out of bounds. Slipped a little bit on the floor there. Got it away to a teammate. Hunziker back to Sharp. Sharp going to load up a long three off the rim. No good. chases after, but the ball skids out of bounds. Here comes Buttrick and Craig back in. Hernandez will sit, and also Race Farmer will get a break. Here come the Tigers with the ball, just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Strauss, left side of the elbow, makes a move on Shart all the way in. No, but a blocking foul on Shart. First step got by him enough to cause him to foul. Gage picks up his second, team foul number four. Strauss at the line, sets, fires, and got it. He has six, Brennemeyer eight for the Tigers. Second free throw coming here. Up off the front, no good. Rebound to Andrew Stoller. Stoller will give the ball ahead. And now for Knutson. He got a big bump by Buttrick, forces it up. No, and a foul on Bryson Buttrick, his first. Team foul number four, even in that side. Four team fouls apiece. Knutson just 4 points so far in the ball game. First trip to the line tonight. It's on the way up and good. He'll get another one here. Second one will be coming up here. On the way up, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ryken Davis, who checked in. How did I miss Ryken at 6'2" checking in there? He got the rebound. And the Titans have the ball. Up the floor now. Knutson will give it to Fry and back out to Hunziker. 21-13 is our score. Out top, Fry with it to Hunziker with a minute 10 to go in the half. Work the ball around the perimeter from the right to the left. Now Knutson down to Stoller, pulls up, 12-footer, no. Rebound Strauss, tipped it to himself, gets it away to Buttrick. Buttrick quickly up to Brennemeyer, three ball on the left side wing, is up and good. Brennemeyer double figures with 11, he's got three triples. Eichhoff out, back in as Farmer for Fall City. The ball got away after the basket. So a break in the action, unless the Tigers get a player in here. To the front, Knutson in the paint, drop the ball, turn around the lane, up, no, rebound to Craig. Craig will give it away to Buttrick, 38 seconds to go in the half. Buttrick slipped, ball loose, still in the backcourt, throws it forward, and a timeout again by Coach Hogue to save another possession. That's twice. Back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
32 and a half seconds left in this first half. It's 24-13. The Tigers lead by 11, their biggest lead of the ball game. Ready to go. Coach Hogue out doing a little janitorial service out there, wiping up some water after the timeout. Tigers lob it in for Strauss, can't make the catch. Coach Hogue drew that up and says, doggone, that should have worked. Knutson with it in the front court, guarded by Farmer. Good job trying to stay with the senior. And now Knutson fires for three off the back iron. No, rebound Buttrick, eight on the clock. Buttrick ahead, leaves it back, one to go back to Brennemeyer, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Titans with 3.9 seconds left. Tigers got plenty of time to get a shot away here, set up a play. All right, inbounding Strauss from the sideline into Brennemeyer, and he fires right away. Oh, and he hit it. He's about 4 or 5 feet behind the volleyball line. Holy cow, what a shot by Brennemeyer to end it. The Tigers go up by 14 at halftime, 27 8-13 over HTRS. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with second half action coming up. We'll be looking at the scores and other stuff at halftime after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
You're listening
Mom,
to KTNC AM 1230 and
107.1
FM.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Falls City High School, where at halftime the Tigers lead HTRS 27-13. Scoring in the ball game for the Titans, 5 points for Gage Sharp, 5 points for Nick Knudsen, and 3 for Jack Hunziker. The Titans held to just 3 points in that second quarter, a two-pointer and a free throw by Nick Knudsen for the Titan total of 3, and they were down 14-10 after one, and now 27-13 at halftime. Titans are 1-for-2 at the line so far in the ball game. For the Tigers in the first half, Carson Bredemeyer had 14 points at halftime. He made 4 three-pointers in the first half and a couple of free throws, including that one there just before the buzzer. We have 6 for Jackson Strauss, 4 for John Craig, and 3 for Race Farmer for the Tigers. For Falls City, nobody with more than one foul in the ball game. And for the Titans in the first half, 2 fouls on Gage Sharp. Nobody else with more than one. Again, our score at halftime is the Tigers up 27-13. Other games tonight, Falls City girls beat HTRS 59-28. South Hole girls losing to St. Joe Christian tonight 60-46. Your final score there. Right now we'll take a break, be back, we'll check the weather, and be back here in just a few minutes with the second half on
KTNC. Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Ben's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Ben's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Ben's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Fall City. I'm Andy Faliber. We have cloud cover for the forecast area tonight, 40 for a low, slight chance for rain in the overnight. West winds 5 to 15, gusting as high as 30. We'll keep the breezy winds tomorrow out of the northwest with a cold front moving through. Partly sunny skies, low 50s for a high, but temperatures will be falling to the low 40s by the afternoon. Clear and 12 for Friday night. Breezy north winds. We'll keep the winds on Saturday. Cold high of low 30s. Plenty of sunshine, though. Few high clouds for Saturday night, 18. We're back again in the mid-30s for Sunday. But then we do warm into the low 50s by Monday. Still plenty of sunshine. Winds picking up out of the south. Sunshine Tuesday and a high near 62. That's a look at your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 50 degrees.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're ready to roll here in quarter number three tonight at McAteer Henderson Fieldhouse in Falls City. Both teams are huddled up with their coaching staffs here to get the final instructions before the start of this third period, second half. Tigers up by 14. Their biggest lead out of the ball game so far. Titans got to fight their way back. They just got 3 points in that second quarter tonight. and they need to pick up the pace there, and they will have a chance with the ball first to start the third period here. Gage Sharp to inbound, a 6'3 senior at midcourt. Throws it in to Hunzecker in the backcourt. Jack will come forward across the face of the Tiger at midcourt in a circle. Sharp with it. Dribbling, looking, moving left into the paint. Takes the ball to Stalder. 15-footer on the rim. Won't go. Sharp the rebound and the putback underneath. He's got 7 in the ball game now for the Titans. And it's down to 27-15. And away we go. Race Farmer for the Tigers. Dishes the ball to Bredemeyer. Off to Buttrick. Way out beyond the three-point line here. Now to John Craig between the circles. Back to Buttrick. Man-to-man defense by the Titans here. Farmer to Strauss. Strauss looking. Now moves left. Cut off. Coming back the other way. Gets the ball to Craig. John Craig backing in. Down the lane he goes, shoots, and a whistle and a foul called on Stalder. Yes, Andrew Stalder with his second foul. Team foul number 1.5. Strauss inbound to Bredemeyer, tipped away by Knutz, and good defense there. Tiger ball now on the sideline instead of the baseline. And it'll be brought into Buttrick. Buttrick with the basketball. Picked up his dribble, needs help. Here comes Farmer to get the ball. Back over to Strauss. In the middle. Right side, Buttrick. Right side, wing. And now that's Farmer to Craig. Backing in. Leans in. Double team. Did he travel? Yes, he did. Kind of got knocked off balance and got an extra step in there. And it goes to the Titans with 6:36. To go in the third. To the front court now. And the paint's up, no good by Fry. Rebound to Buttrick. Buttrick up the floor to Farmer. Into Craig. Knocked away. Buttrick picks it up on one knee. And then he stood up and gets called for traveling. So once again, the ball going back now to the Titans after the Tiger turnover. Take the ball to the left side. Stalder with it. Knutson in the middle of Fry. Dropped it. Hands to Hunzecker. Now to Sharp. Down the lane with the right hand. Off the glass. No. Craig with the rebound. He'll wait. And he'll hand the ball away to Bryson Buttrick. And the Tiger point guard will bring it up the floor to Farmer. Farmer with it. Now in the top. Right side. Get the ball to Buttrick in the right corner. Buttrick holds it, moves back to the left, and now it's Jackson Strauss with it. Now to Buttrick again, fake, now drives down the lane, triple team. Ball on the deck, Craig picks it up, he's got three defenders around him. Now to Farmer, and out to Strauss for three, no good. Buttrick had it, and I think Stoller's going to get nailed for the foul as he made contact with Bryson Buttrick. Andrew picked up his third. Second of the half and the second team foul. Rankin Davis checking in, a 6'2 junior for Stalder. Tiger bring Craig out back into the game as Kyle Eichhoff for Fall City. Into Buttrick, and they lost Strauss. He got in behind everybody, and they pinpoint the pass to him. And he lays it up for two more. He's got 9. 29-15. Out to Knutson, left elbow. Tried to go inside to Rankin Davis, stolen away by Eichhoff. Eichhoff will give it. Now Buttrick up ahead. Farmer. Farmer driving in, cross the lane with a bounce. Strauss elevates. In footer. Good. Strauss in double figures with the 11. 31-15. The Tigers up by 16 now. And Farmer blocked the shot put up by Knutson, but the official said, you got some arm there, young man. Farmer's second foul of the game, first foul of the half on the Tigers. Knutson at the line, 1-for-2 on the night. This one's up and good. He's the only Titan to get to the line so far. second one coming up, and he got them both. He's made three out of four now, and it's 31-17 Fall City. Again, up the floor of the Tigers, right side Frederick, wide open three, too strong. Rebound coming back at him, picked up by Hunziker. He'll get it to Knudsen. Knudsen driving up the left side, gets a pick, backs out with it, hands the ball around his back. Sharp for three in the left corner, good. Gage Sharp in double figures with 10, it's now an 11-point Tiger lead. Eichhoff to Strauss, guarded by Sharp. Cross court, Farmer, left side Eichhoff in the middle to Buttrick. Double team, bounce pass down to Eichhoff, gets it across the lane and out to Strauss. Into the paint he goes, 6 foot away, up, no. Sharp the rebound, ahead to Knudsen at midcourt. Cuts to the free throw circle, all over the left side, Hunziker loads up a long one. Too strong, rebound, Davis, back to Knudsen. Underneath he goes, up and not connecting, but fouled is Hunter Fry, and Hunter will go to the line to shoot a pair. Tiger foul on Bryson Buttrick, his second. Team foul number two. Hunter Fry at the line, a 6'1 senior, fires off the back, no good. He'll have another one here. Second free throw coming up. 3:38 to go in the third quarter. It's up, it's good. Fry gets that one. And here come the Tigers. Leading 31-21, I'm sorry. Tigers up by 10. Brodemeyer's pass taken away by Knudsen. Knudsen up the floor, stops, now goes again, backs up for three. Short rebound tipped by Fry, but it goes to Strauss. And we got a whistle, we got blood. Now we got a contact, okay. Ray's Farmer lost a contact, so he'll come out of the game. John Craig back in for the Tigers here. Oh, here comes Buttrick up the floor. Off the right side to Brettemeyer, and he has got Knudsen all over him. Inside to Craig, give it down the lane. Eichhoff, layup is good. The give and go, an excellent play there, pulled off by the Tigers. They're back up by 12. Sharp in the paint, down low, and now out to Hunziker. Three ball, and it's up and good on the left side. It's his second one of that. He really caught that one in motion and just fired it right. They're very fluid all the way through on that one. It's 33-24. The Tigers up by 9. They were up by 16. Down the lane, layup, Brettemeyer. And another backdoor cut puts the Tigers up again by double figures by 11. To the front, Knudsen can't connect. He's having a tough shooting night. Here's a ball out of bounds. Strauss was given a chase. It's off of the Titans. Knudsen coming over towards the bench, chewing on his jersey. That's going to belong to the Titans. I'm sorry. May have gave you the wrong word there. Buttrick knocks the pass away. Loose. Craig falls on it, pushes it away. Strauss with it. It's out now. It's Knudsen. He'll hit from 16 feet on the right side. 9 for Nick Knudsen. The lead is 9. 35-26 Fall City. To the right side, Brettemeyer to the top to Strauss. Strauss dribbles, moving right, and his pass, a little short, intended for Brettemeyer, stolen by Knudsen. Layup at the other end. He's got 11. The lead is now 7, 9. Is that right? 37-28? No, 35-28. 7. Put the points on the wrong side. Okay. I see what they did. Strauss with it. Free throw line. Leaves it. Eichhoff and now to Buttrick. Bryson has not scored his ball game. Lob in for Eichhoff. Hunter Fry got a piece of it. Deflected the pass. Eichhoff tried to catch it. Couldn't hang on to it. And Farmer got his contact back in place. He'll come back in now for Eichhoff. Hunter Bullen, a 5'11 freshman, checks in for the moment for Hunter Fry for the Titans here. Minute 17 to go in the third. Titans chipping away here, down to 7, trying to cut it down to 4 or 5 here with a long ball. Off the floor, Sharp to Knudsen. runs the left side, and the layup won't go. Craig with a rebound for the Tigers. Somebody lost him defensively there. Strauss, right wing, out to Buttrick. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Buttrick directing traffic. Off the pick comes Bredemeyer. Over left side to Farmer. Farmer around a defender, gives it to Craig. John Craig backing in on Davis. Up, down, and a foul. John Craig managed to get himself under the defender, and when he elevated, the defender was on his shoulder. He throws it up, gets it in. That's John's third bucket of the night, his first trip to the line, and the foul will go against Reich and Davis, his first of the ball game. Team foul number three this half. Free throw. That ball rattled around everywhere it could, and it fell out of the perimeter, out of the cylinder. Here is Sharp in the paint, in the corner, three ball, up, too strong for Bowling, followed by Knutson. It's up, it's down, and a foul. Knutson with the bucket, now has 13. He's got 8 here in the quarter, looking for 9. That foul on Reese Farmer, his third. Knutson at the line, up and good. He don't miss much there. That's 14 for him now. He's 4 out of 5 of the line, and now it's a 6-point ball game. Tigers were up by 16 earlier this quarter. Farmer, 18 seconds on the clock to Buttrick. Tigers want to play for one. And into Crank, taken away, stolen by Hunter Bowling to Hunzecker. Short up the floor. He'll give it to Knutson. Over to Hunzecker for three. No good at the buzzer. But the Titans cut a 16-point deficit down to 6. We'll return after this one-minute timeout on TTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-31 with 8 minutes to go here in this ballgame. The Tigers lead by 6. As we said, they were up by 16 early in that third quarter. Now it is Tiger basketball. Andrew Stalver back in the ball game for the Titans now. Starting five in for both teams. Strauss went to turn the corner. He slipped on the floor. Feet went out from under him. And the ball rolls out of bounds. Well, you lose your footing. There's really nothing much you can do on the floor. Slick floor apparently there. And he turned and down he went. To the front now. Stalver free throw line. Now off to Knutson. Knutson in the middle, tried to get it in there, and it is Tiger ball off the hand of Hunter Fry. Come back the other way now. Buttrick with it. Looking to Coach Don Hogue, who's calling out a play off to Farmer on the far side. With the ball. Now to the top. Buttrick holds it, looks right side. In the hands now, and now a lob in for Craig. John Craig makes the pitch. Here's the double team underneath the Farmer, and it's too tall. Stolen by Knutson. Cross court to Short. Layup is good. Gage Short with a dozen. The lead is down to 4. 7:01 mark to the front. Timeout, Fall City. Coach Hogue wants a full timeout. Talk it over. 6:57 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country poppin' superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-33, Falls City with a lead over Humboldt Table Rock Senior here with 6:57 to go in this fourth quarter. Tigers had a 16-point lead in the third quarter. Have not been able to hang on, that big lead, but they still have the lead and the ball. Strauss into Buttrick. Midcourt, moving to the left, over to Farmer. Back to Strauss, moving right into the paint. Takes the ball to the right corner for Buttrick. Buttrick back to Strauss. Craig trying to post up underneath. Stalder on him. They're rustling on the inside. Arm bar there by Craig. Got loose, but a foul on Titans. His fourth foul on Stalder. Maybe the arm bar went the other way. Somebody had somebody's arm. Stalder gets called for his fourth. And Andrew has not scored this ballgame. I've seen him heat it up pretty good before. He can hit the mid-range shots pretty well. To the front court. Tiger basketball. Now it's Craig back and in. Going right, moves left, and a foul on Ryken Davis as Craig is backing in. Titan fans getting a little testy. Coach Mike Sharp calls the officials as he's backing down all the time. What's he doing? And now Craig's got the ball to Strauss. That is the 15th foul on the Titans. Craig moving, gives the ball to Buttrick. Buttrick over to Farmer, into Craig now. He backs into the paint, turns, triple teamed, and Ryken Davis got him. Those would be HTRS fans you hear. They are currently unhappy with the gentleman in the striped shirts. So that is number three on Ryken Davis now. Team foul number six. Craig out on the right sideline now in front of the Tiger bench. He won't do damage from out there. And now here's Buttrick moving around the defense. Inside to Craig. Doubled. Ball way up. Off the glass. No. Got his own rebound. Puts it up. No. And he's going to the line to shoot two. This foul will be on Jack Hunziker. His first. The Tigers are in the bonus the rest of the game. Mike Sharp is very unhappy at the moment. Craig at the free throw line shooting a pair. The first one is good. Seven now for John Craig. It's a 5-point lead, 38-33. Strauss will come out. He gets some blood on a leg, the way it looks. Took him out of there. They're working on him down at the end of the bench. And Craig steps up and knocks down a pair of free throws, and the lead is back up to six. Now we come the other way. Sharp, left side, now back to Knutson. In the corner to the up, 16 off the rim, no good. Buttrick, the rebound to the Tigers. Up the floor, Eichhoff stolen by Sharp. Hunziker to Knutson, controls a 1-on-4, waits for help, out to Sharp. Left side, Hunziker loads it up. Missed it, missed everything. Craig with the rebound for the Tigers. A three ball not really falling for either team. The Tigers, well, not falling for them, they're not taking any. And now here's one by Bredemeyer off the front edge, no good. Gage Sharp the rebound ahead to Hunziker. Hunziker up the floor, leaves it back now for Sharp. Stands at the volleyball line. The back line for volleyball now moves up. Coming across the floor. Ball foul on the Tigers, and Race Farmer just picked up his fourth foul. He's got all, well, he's got three of the four Tiger fouls here in the second half. 4:43 left, 6-point deficit for the Titans. Sharp inbounds, gets it back, left corner, and gets it back to Sharp from Prime. Now to Knutson, makes the catch. Long three, short, no good. Fry can't hang on to the rebound, and the ball skids out of bounds. Davis is out. Andrew Stoller back in. Coach Mike Sharp says, all right, play smart, get position. But now Craig is out. Hightoff will be in the middle here. And now the Tigers go to Buttrick on the right baseline. He wheels out with a dribble. Cross to Farmer. Now down the lane goes Strauss. Elevates, got a man in the air with a head and shoulder fake, and a foul will go on Nick Knutson, his first. And now it will be free throw up and good by Jackson Strauss. He's got 12 now. Looking for point number 13 here. It's up. It's good. So now the Tigers are up by 8 halfway through quarter number 4. Short for a long 3. It's up. It swishes home. 15 for Gage Short. And again, it's a 5-point game. To the front, Strauss coming up on Short. Leaves it back. Farmer to Buttrick. Now down to Eichhoff and a give and go. Buttrick lays it up and good. And the Titan fans wanted to travel there. Not that time. Timeout called by Coach Mike Short. He calls it over. Full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:34 left in this ball game. Fall City Tigers leading the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans 43-36. I'm hoping you can hear me. One thing about this McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, it is loud in here. So it is Titan basketball. Tigers on defense. I believe the Tigers have 2 timeouts left and 3 left for Fall City. Ball comes into Sharp. Sharp moving up on the right side, gives it to Knutson. Knutson down the lane with a runner off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Buttrick pulls it down. And from behind comes Knutson. Well, Coach Hogue's unhappy. Knutson stole it from behind, goes in. Farmer blocks the layup attempt out of bounds. Farmer and Buttrick were back there. They stayed in front of him. And here we come. And the Tigers go. They go to Sharp. And it's taken away by Strauss. And then we've got a foul on who? Sharp wants a held ball. Strauss is fouled by Sharp. Gage Sharp called for his third. And Mike Sharp has an official in his sights. Strauss at the line, 1-1. Up and good. 14 points now for Strauss in the ball game. Looking for 15 here. It's an 8-point Tiger lead and make it 9 as he can't both free throws. He's 7 out of 8 at the line tonight. The lead is 9 for the Tigers. Sharp down the lane, fall away, off the glass, good. Sharp was 17 for the Titans. The end to Strauss. Full court, man to man now, off to Farmer. Farmer to the free throw line. Down to Strauss, right side. Back out to Buckert. Buckert moving with the ball. Now to Farmer. Farmer to Strauss out near the midcourt stripe. Strauss moves up. And now back out to Buckert. He's on the sideline. Reverses. Top of the key. And Calder just fouled out. Whoops. And there's a bench warning, I think, or a technical. I'm not sure which it is. Foul, they called the foul on five. Well, that's a break for the Titans. The foul is on Hunziker, his second. I thought for all the world they were going to call that on Stalder. So at the free throw line, shooting two and a double bonus, Bryson Buttrick is up. It's good. The Tigers are making hay at the line. They're 7-for-7 here in the fourth quarter and 12-for-14 in the ballgame. Second one coming for Buttrick. Up and bounces it home. .47-38, Sharp way outside, no, loose ball rebound, Farmer, and he threw it off of the leg of Craig, stolen, here's Knudsen for three, no, Bredemeier the rebound, he'll come out with it, he gets it away to Buttrick, Buttrick through traffic, underneath Farmer, on a low layup is good. The Titans are trying so hard to chase the ball, they're getting men open, letting them open underneath, Knudsen a long three, no. Paint, turn around, no. Boy, a cold shooting night for the Titans. They are, they've really been unlucky on their shots. They have shot a bunch and just can't get them to go. Now Shard's going to have to come out. He's got some blood on him. Foul on Gage Shard, his fourth. And we'll have the double bonus down here at the other end. At the line, Bryson Buttrick again, just made two. Up, and that one rattles off, no good. So that was a bench warning earlier on H-Stress, no technical. Second one on the way up and good. Buttrick's got 5 points all here in the fourth quarter. The lead is now 12 for Fall City with a minute 42 to go. Knudsen for three, no. Rebound to Hunter Bowling. Out to Stoller, no. Rebound to John Craig. And he spins out, covers up, bends over, throws the ball ahead to Bredemeier. Layup at the other end is good. Bredemeier's got 18, and the lead is now 14 for the Tigers. To the front, Knudsen with it. Knudsen for three, short, no. Rebound to Craig again. Gets it to Buttrick. Lost it momentarily, recovers. Up the floor, and the Titans are bringing in five new players here. Up the floor, a foul on the Titans, I believe, on Hunziker. It is his third. Jack picks up his third. At the line will be Buttrick again, shooting two more in a double bonus. Buttrick ready, free throw up, good. And what went from a 16-point Tiger lead to a 4-point Tiger lead early in this fourth quarter is now back up to a 15-point Fall City lead with 63 seconds to go. The Titans bring into the ball game. Let's see. Colton McCann. Also in there is Brogan Dunlap. Trying to catch them all. The Tigers bring in Alex McKinn. Charlie McNeely's in the ball game. Keaton Dunkus is in there for the Tigers. Free throw is good. That will bring Josh Brown off the bench. Colt McCarnon is in for the Titans. Brennan Vaughn is in there for the Titans as well. J.J. McQueen is in the ball game. I think that's all of them. Here's a two-pointer up, no good on the right side by Dunlap. And a foul on the rebound. Dunkus got the rebound, and he gets fouled. by Brennan Vaught, his first. Tigers will have Dunkus at the line to shoot two. Just past the top of the hour, this is KTNC, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM, Falls City and Humboldt. Free throw rattled home for the sophomore, Dunkus. Also in the ball game is Joe Vertiska for the Tigers. Free throw up and no good. Rebound to McQueen. Outlet up the floor to Dunlap. All the way to the hole. Up and got it. Dunlap takes it home. 55-40. 41 seconds to go. Up the floor comes Dunkus. Big collision. No foul called. They won. Humboldt wanted it. H. Cherez wanted an offensive foul. It was should have been a defensive foul, and they just said, we're not calling anything. McKim holds the ball for the Tigers. Down in the corner for Brown. Back out top. Oh, my goodness. An intentional foul. That was J.J. McQueen just made a silly foul. He just ran up and pushed the Ball City player to the floor. And when you're down 15 points with 15 seconds to go, that does nobody any good. Dunkus will be at the free throw line to shoot two more. He sets. It's up. No good. A little lonely down there all by yourself. Of course, the intentional foul. Everybody off the lane. Back beyond midcourt. Second one on the way up for Dunkus is good. He's two out of four. It's Tiger basketball. Inbounding will be Alex McKim. McKim in the backcourt to Dunkus. 14 seconds on the clock. Dunkus up the floor to Charlie McNeely. Over to McKim. He'll hold it. Back to McNeely. Right side and back out to McNeely. Over to McKim and your final score. 56-40, Ball City with the win over HTRS. 56-40, your final score. We'll be back to wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. Here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Final score in our boys' game tonight. The win to the Tigers, 56-40. Scoring for H. Cherez tonight. They're led by Gage. He had 17 points in the game. 17 points for Gage Sharp. 14 for Nick Canuza. Had kind of a tough shooting night tonight. Just could not get the ball to drop with consistency for the Titans. 6 for Jack Hunziker, 2 for Brogan Dunlop, and 1 for Hunter Fry. The Titans hit 5 out of 7 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. For Falls City, the Tigers led in the scoring by Carson Bredemeyer. He had 18 points. He had 4 three-pointers in the ball game, all in the first half, had 18 to finish it out.
This weather update is a service of Falls City Care Center, a skilled nursing
resident. Falls City
Care Center has
8 points for John Craig in the ball game tonight, 7 for Bryson Buttrick. We have 5 points for Reese Farmer, two for Caden Dunkus and two more for Kyle Eichhoff. In the fourth quarter, the Tigers made 13 of 19 free throws in the fourth quarter. 13 out of 19 in the fourth quarter and 18 out of 26 in the ball games. The Tigers had a 13-point advantage at the free throw line and won the game by 16, 56-40, the final. In the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Tiger girls. 59-28 was the final there tonight for Fall City, leading the way in the scoring column. Chase Nolte, the senior, playing her last home game, had 22 for the Tigers. It was 12 for Maddie Jones. The Titans led by Alyssa Howe. She had 10 in tonight's contest. Well, that's going to wrap it up tonight for our broadcast. I will tell you that tomorrow night, over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, it will be the HTRS Titans on the road at Johnson Brock. Randy Gatula will be in Johnson to bring you Johnson Brock and HTRS girls and boys basketball tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3 here on KTNC. Back on the air with high school basketball next week with girls postseason sub-district action. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.